Bezos Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Ayin Zayin in Meseches Psachim, Matzoi Shabbos, Parshas Yisroi in Beis Medrash Mevakshei Emes. We're going to pick up on the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vavam Beis. The topic of our daf is going to be the halacha of bringing a karban even when the karban is not edible. And that is going to take us into the sugya of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur, and that is going to compel us to other issues of when a carbon is not edible, and the halachos of doing zrika, and so on. Very interesting and fascinating daf, and we're going to see the daf itself is structured in an interesting way. There are going to be a certain couple points where I'm going to say, let's leave this 8 lines, we'll skip ahead, and then we're going to come back. That's the way this daf is structured. Let's begin with the Mishnah. Go back a little. There are 5 things that are eaten when a person is tameh, that is brought when a person is tameh, even though it's not eaten. In other words, you could bring it bituma, but it's not eaten. Ha'oimer v'shtei alechem v'lechem apanim v'zivchei shalmi tzibur u'si'irei rashi chadashim. So all of those things are quite obvious. Why are we learning this in Maseches Pesachim? Because of the punchline of the Mishnah. HaPesach sheba b'tuma, nechal b'tuma. A Pesach, though, is different. A Pesach, once the halacha is that you could bring a b'tuma, as we're going to discuss in today's daf, either tuma hutra b'tzibur or the tzitz is going to be meratzeh, then the halacha is nechal b'tuma. It's also eaten. Why? Sheloi ba mitchilasai elo l'achila. Because the carbon Pesach, the ikur, is for achila. By the way, this yisoid is a very, very important lamdashim yisoid. It is used by achrayim to explain many unique halachos in the Rambam in regards to Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is an outlier for many reasons because the entire tafkid of the Karban Pesach is to be eaten. In contrast to other karbanos, there the halacha is different. The karban, the ikar karban, the ritsui, is with the Maisa Akrava. And then there's a separate mitzvah, maybe for the Bailam Teit, HaBailam Mechaprim, etc. But the carbon itself is not only L'Achila. When it comes to Pesach, it's a Beferish Mishnah, this famous line from Achreinim to explain some of the unique halachas of Shalol Lishma and other halachas. Here, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Shaloi Bamet Chilasai El Achila, and back into our Mishnah, that is why the halacha is that once the Pesach is brought, the bituma, the only reason we're being matur is so that you could eat it. So if you could bring it bituma, then by definition, you could eat it as well. Zaktei the Gemara, Chamisha Miyute Mai. What is 5 coming to exclude? Miyute Chagigas Chamisha Asar. It's coming to exclude that there isn't a 6th, and that is a Chagiga on Tes Vav. The Salkadai Techamina Kivin the Carbon Sibaru, the Kaboile Moyed, Titchi Tuma. Now, we're going to see that what's unique about all these carbonos is that they're in the Mishnah that they're all karbanos that have a particular time that are karbanos tzibur. So I would have thought that the chagiga as well, kamash malon, why? No. Kivin dislay tashlumin kol shiva, since you could bring the karban chagiga all 7 days, lo dachya Shabbos. When the Shabbos lo dachya tumi. Since it's not docha Shabbos, it's also not docha tuma. Asks the Gemara, v'nisni nami si'ire harigalim. What about the karban si'irim of the regalim that are brought betuma? They're not necha betuma. So why these karbanos musafim? Why were they not mentioned in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara: Tani le zivchei shal mitzibur. No, it says zivchei shal mitzibur. Says the Gemara: So if that's so, iachi sirei rashi chadashim nami lo nisnisam. Why did our Mishnah say sirei rashi chadashim? It's also karban tzibur. So says the Gemara: The high tana ha tani le iachi sirei shal nami lo nisni. Amri, so we answer, no, it's coming to tell us a chiddush. I would have thought that since Sirei Rashi Chadashim are not brought on the Moed, so then the only karbanos that the Torah describes as a Moed, it's Doche. Why? Because Moed has a particular time. So just like Moed, we find in many instances it's Doche Shabbos, because it has its particular time, let's say the carbon tamid, it's docha Shabbos. So too, these things, they have a particular time. Now Rosh Chodesh, b'pashtus, is not a moed. Kamash malon, the Rosh Chodesh ikrim moed. The chiddush over here is that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Kida Abaye, the Amar Abaye, Abaye says something interesting. This is an interesting tangential point. Tainis chavtes amir aleph, tamuz dahi shaita. That year of the Meraglim, Tamiz Meluye Malya, it was full. Dichsiv Kara Alai Moed Lishbar Bachurai. Because we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the same day that the Meraglim came back, and the Meraglim was Tisha B'Av. And if you do a Cheshbon, the only way it'll work that the Meraglim came back on the 9th of Av and not the 8th of Av is if it took place on, if Tammuz was 30 days. So therefore we see that Kara Alai Moed, in reference to the Cheshbon of Rosh Chodesh, and they made it a moed based on that Rosh Chodesh, we consider, it's a little bit of a funny reference, but we consider therefore that Rosh Chodesh as a moed. They made it a moed, in other words, they made Rosh Chodesh extra, l'shvar bachurai, in order that it should fall out on the 9th of Av. Okay, so now what we see is that Rosh Chodesh is considered a moed. Says the Gemara, l'memra dekulu mimoed asu, if we're going to say that all of these things are learned from Moyed, in other words, that we say that the reason that all these karbanos are doche tuma is because it says Moyed. Minot immediately, the Tanu Rabbanu Vidaber Moshe es Moyed Hashem. Ma Talmud Loi Mar. Why does the pasuk say it? Repeat Vidaber Moshe. This is at the end of the Parashas Hamoyedim in Parashas Emor. So Ma Talmud Loi Lufi Shoy Shlamanu El Talmudu Pesach Shnemer Bahem Buhu Moyedoy BeMoyedoy. So it only so far all we have is that by Karban Tumah and Pesach it says Moyedoy. Vafilu b'Shabbos Moyedoy. Vafilu b'Tumah. Shar Karbanos Tzibur Minayim. But where, how do I know about other Karbanos Tzibur that's Doche Minayim Shenemar Elus Asu Hashem Moyedechem? So that's what the pasuk also says previously in Parsha Semor. Tasla Hashem b'Moyedechem in its appropriate time. Derech Agav, I want to answer something in Pshat. If you look at the Parsha Moedim in Emor, it says that we're about to teach you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to teach you the Moedim, and then it says, Sheishes Yom Tasim Lachtecha, then it speaks about Shabbos, and then it goes to all the, so we see that Shabbos is also referred to as a Moed, but maybe there's another Pshat over here, that if Moed is coming to tell you, not just that it's called a Yom Tov, but Moed is coming to tell you that it has a time, that their Karbanos are brought, no matter whether it's Betumba, or whether it's B'Shabbos, or whether it's Moed, that has its time, so that's why it's also going to be called a Moed, because the same halacha applies to Shabbos as well, that the karbanos are brought at that particular time. So Moed might not only be what we call Yom Tov, but Moed might be that its karbanos are doche, the isurim of that day. And here we're talking about that the karbanos are doche tumah. Says Gemara, Minayin Rambis Omer v'hakrev imo shteh alechem v'hakrev imo, tamalomer v'davim moshe smadeh shemenayim el b'nei Yisrael, hakosav kovu moed echad l'kulon, that all of these things are mo'adim. All of these things, including Omer and Shtei Alechem, V'kol Hani Lameli, and why do we need to have all these psukim? In other words, just say the last pasuk, and then you'll be able to learn everything else. Tzrichet Yikas Rachman Atamid, Hamin Atamid Shkein Todir V'kol, Avol Pesach Loi, but Pesach, it's not Todir V'kol, then maybe it doesn't have the din of Tumahutra. Kamash Nolan, Yikas Rachman Pesach, Pesach Shu Anishkaris, maybe only because Pesach is so chamer, because Anishkaris, Avol Tamid Dein Anishkaris, Eim Aloi, Kamash Nolan, Yikas Rachman Hani Tarti, Hava Amino Hani Hu Yesh Ben Sad Chomer, Tamid, Todir V'kol, Pesach Shu Anishkaris, Al Shar Kabon, Sibu Eim Aloi, Kas Rachman, Eim Sassel Hashem, Eim Moyadeichem. That was the first pasuk that we had quoted at the end of Parshas the Moedim in Emor. Vikas Rachman Eil Tassel Shem Moedechem Amin Sharkam on Sibar Bon Lechaper. Avol Omer Shtei Alechem Deim Bon Lechaper. But what about those that don't even have Kapara like Omer Shtei Alechem? Elahat Ba'amanil Lo Kamash Malon. So that's why we need even the last pasuk. Vikas Rachman Omer Shtei Alechem Lechudayu Hava Amina. But I said, so then just have the last pasuk and then make the Kal V'Chomer to the rest. That if Omer Shtei Alechem is Doche Tumah, certainly are the others. Says the Gemara, Havamina Ad Rabba, Omer Shtei Alechem Delimi. They're strong. The boy Lahatir, they come to be Matir Chodosh. Avahanach Loi, Kamash Malon. Okay. Now, Rabosai, that was your honeymoon. Now, we're about to get a very fascinating, but not easy Gemara. And now it's time to bring out the Shtender. This is a beautiful Gemara, but we have to halt cup a little. And stop me if there's anything that's not true. New Gemara. Now, the Gemara starts Savruha. The Gemara, when it says Savruha, means that the Gemara is explaining the way the Amoraim and B'nai HaYeshiva were thinking in regards to understanding our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to start with two tenets. The Gemara is going to start that the Amoraim assume that the way to understand our Mishnah is based on two ideas. Each one of these ideas are not going to be simple. And then the Gemara is going to connect it to Rabbi Yoshua's unique Shita and is going to say that Rabbi Yoshua does not fit back into the Mishnah based on these two assumptions. Classic Talmudic argument. Okay, so let's begin. Savrua. The Bnei HaYeshiva thought, Dekule Alma Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur. Everybody thinks in our Mishnah that Tuma is Dachuy Betzibur. Now, of course, you're familiar, let's make sure we've got 100% clear. Tuma Hutra Betzibur, Tuma Dechuyehi Betzibur. The words are that either Tuma is Mutter Betzibur, it's entirely Mutter, or Dechuyehi means that you push it off, even though it should be asur, but it's pushed off. So the first question, of course, is l'may nafkamina. Who cares? Tuma hutra betzibur. At the end of the day, you bring the tuma. So nafkamina is a couple of nafkaminas. First of all, as Rashi alludes to in Dibar Maskil Dechuya, Rashi alludes to the idea that if you hold tuma dechuya betzibur, let's say the kohanim are tamei, so l'chatchila you should look for kohanim that are tar. But if you hold tuma hutra betzibur, then there's no problem. It's hutra legami. Okay, so back into the Gemara. Savrua, we thought dekulama tuma dechuya betzibur. Ubainan sis l'ratzos. Another nafkamina between whether you say tuma hutra betzibur or tuma dechuya betzibur is whether you need the tzitz. If you hold tuma hutra betzibur, so then the tzitz is not necessary because there's no iser of bringing it. But if it's usher to bring, but you need something, someone to give you a pass, kaviyachal, the holy tzitz, gives you a pass. The leka tana, the shamas le dama tuma hutra betzibur, there is no tana that holds tuma hutra betzibur, ela Rabbi Yehuda, except for Rabbi Yehuda. Now, to understand why Rabbi Yehuda holds tuma hutra betzibur, the Gemara is going to quote a brisa, which at first glance is a little bit hard to understand. We'll try to take a shot at it. We'll see if we get it or not. Either way, we'll then move on. Disanya, we learn in the Braisa. Tzitz. Bein sheyeshno al metzcho, u bein sheyeno al metzcho, miratza, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that a tzitz doesn't have to be worn by the kohen. Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, oideo al mitzcho miratza, ein oideo al mitzcho ein miratza. It depends on whether the kohen is wearing the tzitz. Now, it happens to be that in order to understand Pshat in this Brisa later on, we're probably talking about a carbon yachid now, okay? A carbon yachid that's being bought, and the tzitz is going to be meratza. In that case, does the tzitz need to be on his head? So Tanakhama says, no, doesn't need to be. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes. Amarle, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says.
And it's brought
the tumah? Amalei Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim yachichu. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur will prove you. She einu yam mitzvah. When he does avodas Yom HaKippurim, where he's wearing the big day lavan, when he's wearing the day lavan, he's not wearing the tzitz. Umiratze. And yet the tzitz is miratze on a tuma that's hikriv at that time. The halacha is that if the karm becomes tame, it's miratze. So that was his riot. Comes back, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi. So that's why you see it doesn't have to be on his thing. On my law, here's the critical line. So Rabbi Yehuda comes back and he says, "Hanach liyom akipurim shetumah hutra betzibur." He says, "No. Don't bring me a raya from Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is tumah hutra betzibur." So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda said back to him. He said, "Tumah hutra betzibur." What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need a tzitz at all on Yom Kippur. Why? Because tumah hutra betzibur. When does Rabbi Yehuda need the tzitz on the kohen's head? That's by tumas yachid. But if we're talking about a carbon tzibur, then Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need a tzitz at all. So when it's a carbon yachid, this I never understood. That's why we do daf yomi again and again and again. This is the first time I've got it. So when do you need, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need the tzitz in general when it comes to Karbanos Tzibur. Wait just a second. You don't need, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Tumot, because Tumot Rabbi Tzibur, then you don't need anything. When you have a carbon yachid, then you need it, and it needs to be on the kohen's forehead. While the shita of Rabbi Shimon is tumah d'chuya b'tzibur, but he holds that it works, that sitz works, whether it's on his head or whether it's not on his head. Yes, Rav Dovid. Good. Got it? Answered the question. That's what I thought I would. This is mamish simchat for me, Rabbi. I said, first of all, thank you for having me do it tonight. This is the first time, I think, in my life that I've understood this Gemara. Not that I've done it a zillion times, but the few times I did it, I always got stuck in this Gemara. Because I had to learn it with you again. Oh, what a simcha. Michlal, the Reb Shimon Saver, Tumah d'chuya b'tzibur. Udikulei alma, ein atzitz miratz alechilos. Oh, okay, so that's the given. Then general, we assume Tumah d'chuya b'tzibur, it's only Reb Yehuda holds, Tumah hotra b'tzibur. That's tenet number one. Remember we said we're going to have two tenets, and then we're going to connect it to Shitas Reb Yeshua, and then back to our Mishnah. Zokta hevigi gemara weiter, udikulei alma, ein atzitz miratz alechilos. And here's our next assumption. And that is that the tzitz is not meratza for eating. The tzitz is only meratza when it is meratza for the avoida. There's only the shita that Das Yachar Rabbi Yezer. The same Rabbi Yezer, Eimer, Hatzitz meratza alachilas. Rabbi Yezi, Eimer, Ein Hatzitz meratza alachilas. So in Machlekes, where the tzitz meratza. Okay. Everybody generally assumes Rabbi Yezi is the common shita. Now the Gemara says, if you go with these two assumptions, Neima Masnisan to like Rabbi Yeshua. It's going to come out that our Mishnah doesn't like go like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to have to then learn Rabbi Yeshua, and then we're going to have to remember what it says in our Mishnah with the assumption of the above two assumptions. This Sanya, what's Rabbi Yeshua? Vasisa Oilasecha HaBosar HaDam. This is a very important machlekes. It appears a few times in Shas, and that is the following question. Question is, if you don't have the meat for the carbon, something happened to it, could you still sprinkle the blood? And vice versa. What happens if you don't have the blood? So l'chura, then you're really, really stuck. You need the zrika. So, but Rabbi Yeshua uses it in both directions. Im ein dam, ein basar. Im ein basar, ein dam. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam afal pishen basar. The critical machlokis is, what happens if you don't have the basar? What would be an example? Ein basar, says Rashi. Ein basar ra'ui, kigon shenit ma'ishen evad, ein adam nizrak. If the blood is, if the meat is missing, do you do zrikas adam? What's this machlokis? Shenemar, Rabbi Eliezer held, dam afal pishen basar, you don't need the basar. Shenemar, v'dam zochecha yishafeich. That the dams v'checha yishafeich. All you need is to have. All you need to have is the dams v'checha yishafeich. Umani mekayim v'sisa v'secha basar adam. Even though there's another pasuk that says, "Make do the carbon that's both basar dam levecha." Mab dam bezrika af basar bezrika havi oimer shul lul katan yesh ben akevash l'mizbeach. And the pasuk, in other words, you have two different psukim that seem to push in opposite directions. One pasuk says, "V'dam zevachecha yishafeich." All you need that the dam zevachecha yishafeich. And then there's another pasuk that says, "Vasisa olasecha abasar ve'adam," which is mashma that they're totally zebezeh. So says Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "No, the ikur is dam zevachecha. That all you have to do is dam zevachecha yishafeich." The second pasuk, or the secha basar adam, is to tell you, just like the dam is with zrika, so too the basar is with zrika. What does that mean? What it means that the basar is with zrika is, as the Gemara goes says, have omer lul katan yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. The kohen was on the kevesh, and there was a little bit of space between the ramp and the mizbeach, and he would throw it. So just like the zrika is, the dam is done with zrika, so too the karbanos. Now, this is all we need, that this is shita Rabbi Yeshua. Somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night tonight. What's Rabbi Yeshua Shita? Rabbi Yeshua Shita is im ein basar ein dam. That's Shita's Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara is going to go off for a half an amud and is going to start kvetching within Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, how each of them read Kol HaTorah Kula. And then when you go, you get lost. Like, what was I had two hanachos, Rabbi Yeshua going back to the Mishnah, but the Gemara got sidetracked with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer for a half a daf. So now we're going to skip, don't worry, you could still make the Siyum HaShas in 5 years from now, Bli Neder, but we're going to skip for 2 minutes to get the flow of the Gemara. There is no remez of the flow at all for the next half an Amud. So turn to Ayin Zayin on the Beis, where the Gemara says as follows. Lema, it's a second wide line. Lema masnisen deloy k'Rebbe Yoshua. Says the Gemara, if you put these two anachos together with Shitas Rebbe Yoshua, that says, im ein basar ein dam, if there's no, the basar is not bringable, it's tameh, so then the halacha is that you can't do the sprinkling. That's against Rebbe Yeshua. Why? Dikiv on the amar ba'inon tarti. Since Rebbe Yoshua says you need both the basar and the dam, vitzitz achilas lo miratze, and we learned that the tzitz only works to be able to bring the dam. Heichi asi b'tuma. How then could you bring in our Mishnah the carbon b'tuma? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that you're going to be able to bring them b'tuma, but the tzitz only works for what? The tzitz only works for? Tzitz only works for the dam. Doesn't work for the basar. Rabbi Yeshua holds, im ein basar, ein dam. So the whole Mishnah doesn't make sense. So we needed to develop these three facts. Number one, you need the tzitz. There was some sheet that's all tumot or betzibah, but we don't hold that way. Number two, the tzitz only doesn't work for achilas. And number three, Rabbi Yeshua holds, im ein basar ein dam, so then you can't read our Mishnah. That's going to be the Gemara. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what the Gemara's kasha is going to be, and we're going to Mir Tzashem do it. So now let's zip through. Now the Gemara wants to fight out who's right.
We're going back, or we're saying
now we're going to go back. So that's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is bringing up these two tenets. Shittas Rabbi Yeshua. We're going to ask on the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't work with the Mishnah. Now we get sidetracked in the Gemara where the Gemara says, okay, who's right? Who reads the Pesukim better? Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer? Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer. Who reads the Pesukim better? That's what we're going to go back to. Yeah?
Which part of the Mishnah is the problem? The Pesach or the other Karbanos? The fact is the fact that the other
Karbanos
that they're brought but not eaten?
Yes.
But the Pesach is fine.
And Pesach will be fine because it'll be a separate Zeres HaKosev. Correct. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back on the Bayan of Ayin Zayin and Aleph and wants to know how each one of them are going to read the Pesach. If you remember, we had that Pesach, V'dam Sfachecha Yishafech. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua Nami, Haksiv V'dam Sfachecha Yishafech. So the... What about what's he going to do with that pasuk? I'm the chok. Siv gabei va'abasar tochel. The truth is, Rabbi Yeshua comes back very simply to Rabbi Lezer. Take a look. Nowadays, we all have the Torah. Or if you take a look, the pasuk actually in no. I don't see why at all Rabbi Lezer brought it as a right for himself, because the pasuk says v'dam sechecha yishafech amizvach Hashem lokecha. It's at the last pasuk in Ayin Zayin Amal. V'habasar tochel. So it says v'habasar tochel. So you could read that pasuk as saying, no, you do this zvicha, you do this rika, only if you could have the basar. Says the Gemara then says, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, v'hani trei kroi lamali. So why do we need the pasuk of both v'dam zvachecha yishafech and the earlier pasuk that we had brought for sisal v'secha basar v'adam? So says the Gemara, chad ba'oila v'chad b'shlamim. One is talking about an oila and one is shlamim. The tzricha, and we need both pasukim. Dikas rachman be'ela, havmina elu hu dechami yoshkein kolu. Oil is chamer because it's burnt entirely. Avo shlom delo chamiri, but shlom is not so chamor, emoloi. Then I wouldn't have thought that the halacha is that you need to have the achila. Dikas rachman shlomim, havmina adrab, this v'shtei achila. Shlomim has an achila, takhalish baruch when it's achila, to the bailim. Avo oil, the less l'shtei achila, it's emoloi. Then maybe you don't need achila. Kamash malah, no. It needs that achila as well, the achila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's he going to do with the pasuk tocha? That was what I had asked you before. When the pasuk says, V'dam zivachachecha yishafeh, and then it says, it's not coming to tell you that you have to eat the basa, but rather it's telling you the order of the zrika. The first you do the zrika, and only then could you eat it and not in the opposite order. That's always going to be the pasuk. Yachi emekula hachi uda asa. If you're going to say that this is what the pasuk is coming to tell you, and therefore it's not extra, so then why do dam afal pishen shem basar minolan? How do we know this idea that dam, even though there isn't basar, how do we know that? What's his makar? Amelcha im kei nichte rachmana habasar tochel. V'adav v'dam zuchecha yishafech. Kidich siberesha. V'asisa alasecha basar v'adam. So the previous pasuk said, asisa alasecha, first says habasar v'adam. Over here it says, maishna da'akdimei l'dam zuchecha. Why is the dam come first? Shema mina. It's coming to tell you, dam afal pishein basar. The dam, even though there isn't basar, is okay. U'shma mina she'ena basar mutar achila ad shizarek adam. And then the pasuk of being shofech l'dams, dam zuchecha yishafech, is coming to tell you they have to wait for the zrika in order to eat. But it's not ma'akev in the sense that you could have zrika even if you're not going to have achila. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua ain't a basa mutav achila achi zarek adam kavachomeru. Why does he need the psukim at all? He just should have a kavachomer. Let me rephrase it. How does Rabbi Yeshua know this halacha that says that you're not allowed to eat the basar until the zrika? So he learned it from a kavachomer. Yeshua basar mutar achilat shizarek adam kavachomeru. Umay murim dechilasnu lo ma'akve. The halacha is a murim that if they're not there, it's not ma'akev kisno ma'akve. But if they're there, you have to bring up the murim before you could eat the basar dam dechilase. The halacha is a dam if it's not there ma'akev ki isay loy kol shkeni ma'akev. Certainly be ma'akev. So he learns it from a kavachomer. So he doesn't need the pasuk. Then he comes back, then why did Rabbi Eliezer need that pasuk to tell you that you can't eat the meat until you do the zrik on the dam? Rabbi Eliezer, milsadasu kavachomer, Torah klasa v'akro. You're right. Milsadasu kavachomer, sometimes the Torah writes it. Rabbi Yeshua, kalhechadik lemidrash darshin. Rabbi Yeshua says that whenever we can have the drasha, we darish it. Okay, so that was the smachleks, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Now we're able to come back to our... tower question that we have left off. And that is, Hashka, Lema Masnissen, like Rabbi Yeshua, as we have presented, that Rabbi Yeshua now gets stuck in our Mishnah. The Kila, the Amar, Ba'inan, Tarti. Since Rabbi Yeshua says you need both the Dam and the Basa. Vitzitz Achilas, Lomerats, and it says Namrats and Achilas. Heichi, Asi Betumma. Then how can you bring a Betumma? So that's a strong Kasha. So, Enfit, the Heilige Gemara, four lines into the Y, the Filtem Rabbi Yeshua. Really, you could go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Elokasav Rabbi Yeshua tzitz meratza ala oilin. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz is meratza on the emurim that are ola the mizbeach. And this rule that where Rabbi Yeshua said ein basar ein dam, he's talking about where even the emurim weren't able to be brought. But in the above cases in the Mishnah, the emurim were able to be brought. That would be the answer. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's good. But as Rabbi Yamin pointed out, there are other cases in our Mishnah that are not karbonis. We're not talking about Karban Pesach, we're talking about the five cases of our Mishnah. Ha teinach zvachim de'ika olim. So if you have olim, the hainu de'imurim, so it makes sense. Elo omer v'shtei alechem de'leko olim ha'ika l'meimah. But omer v'shtei alechem doesn't have olim. What are you going to say? It says, Gemara, ki omer Rabbi Yeshua nami de'ba'in antarti bezvachim. B'menachas lo omar. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua says the rule, im ein dam, im ein basar ein dam. He only says in regards to karbanos, but the corollary would be, if there's no shirayim of the mincha, there's no komets, that you don't say. And as long as you're able to do the komets, even if you're not able to eat the shirayim, when it comes to the omer shtei alechem, then he didn't say it. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true? B'menachas lo amar? It's a real a fight to the finish here in the Gemara. By menachas did we not say, v'atnat mitmu shireha? According to Lamdus, that's how Kemidas means, right? But according to Mida, according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the way he measured it out, it would be kosher, because he holds im ein basar yesh dam, so too im ein shirayim yesh kaimetz. Rabbi Yoshua, but what about Midas Rabbi Yoshua? Rabbi Yoshua apostle says in Gemara, you're right. Kemidas velo kemidas. What it means is as follows. That this Tana will say, I'm following the Midah of Rabbi Yeshua, but not out of Sof. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua de Be'inan Tarti. I'm going to follow Rabbi Yeshua even by Menachos, this Tana says. This Tana that just learned Nitmu Shearah. Below Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, but I'm not entirely like Shutis Rabbi Yeshua, this Tana will say, De'ilu Rabbi Yeshua Bezvachim Omar, because Rabbi Yeshua said this only Bezvachim, B'menachas lo yamar. They didn't say it by Menachem. B'ilu haitana savra fil b'menachas. He holds that way even by Menachas. Umanu haitana the koyik havasei machmir tfei minei. Says Gemara, really? Is there someone who's even more machmir than Rabbi Yoshua? V'oid tanya am Rabbi Yosi. Right next to Rabbi Eliezer b'menachas u'bizvachim. V'div Rabbi Yoshua b'mizvachim u'benachas. Div Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim. I pass like Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim shayemer damav b'shem basar. V'div Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim shayomer main basar main dab. Div Rabbi Eliezer b'menachas. And they say straight out that he follows Shitas Rabbi Eliezer who disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. Shayomer kaimitz af b'shem shayrayim. Div Rabbi Yeshua b'menachas shayomer main kaimitz ain't shayrayim ala kaimitz. So we see black and white that Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that way. And therefore, if we say that Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that way, so then we're going to be stuck in how to be Masbir, the Mishnah, in accordance to Rabbi Yeshua. Because how are you going to be able to explain the halacha of Shtei Alechem? When it comes to Shtei Alechem, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need the Shirayim. And in this case, you don't have the Shirayim. Why don't you have the Shirayim? Because it's Tamei. Either it's his Meratzah, it's his only Meratzah for the Kaimitz. Doesn't work for the Shirayim. Yishmak Rabbi say, right? Elo, Kosar Rabbi Yeshua, Hatzitz Meratze Alo Oilin, V'alachilis. No, we have to go against what we said above, and that is that Rabbi Yeshua actually disagrees with this assumption they made in the Beis HaMedrash. The assumption they made in the Beis HaMedrash is that A, Tomos Dechuya B'tzibur, B, the Tzitz is only works for the Hakrava, only for the Zrika, and not for the Achila. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with what they assume in the Beis HaMedrash. Not everything they assume in the Beis HaMedrash all the time is right. Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree. Val Achilas, he holds that it is Matri even Achila. Well, just a second. Ihachi, Amai Kamidish Rabbi Yeshua Psula. Then why is it possible in the bunch mentioned Mishnah? According to Rabbi, we said it's possible. Our Avud V'Sarav, says the Gemara, it was talking about where it was lost or burned. But Eina Chanami, if it became Tamei, you would be able to. Ela Nitmei, but it says Lemitmei. Leman Katani Rabbi Eliezer, Pshita. That, you're going to say it only is according to Rabbi Eliezer? That's Pasha. Hashi Yishama Avud V'Sarav, the lesson who Makshir. Even if it's not there, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's kosher, nitmei, the isemi boy, nitmei, when it's there, certain, you need that to learn. In other words, when it's not here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's kosher. So certainly, when it's tamei, it's going to be kosher. So then, why does it say nitma? And if you're going to tell me it says nitma, it's even applying to Rabbi Yeshua, you just got through saying, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can even eat it. Elepshita Rabbi Yeshua, uktani psula. So it's pashut that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. V'oid, Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Aimer calls Vachm Shabbatar, Ben Shinitva, Basar, Vechelev Kaim, Ben Shinitva, Chelev, Basar Kaim, Zerkes Adam. Avon Nitvu, Tarvayu Loi. We have a fairship price that says that you're stuck in all instances. Al Mokasar Rabbi Yeshua, Einatzitz Miratz, Allah Oilin, Veloy Alachila. So it's wrong for a lot of different reasons, maybe even for Rav David, Rav Binyamin's reason as well. Ella, says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, Lo Oilam Rabbi Yeshua, he, Masnisin. Really, Rabbi Yeshua could be in accordance with that Mishnah. V'loy kasha. Aye, how could it be if Rabbi Yeshua holds that if there's no achila, then you're stuck, then you can't do the zrika or the kmitza? V'loy kasha. Kan l'chatchila kan di'evet. The Gemara says, maybe there's a difference between whether l'chatchila or b'di'evet. Dahainu, that Rabbi Yeshua says a l'chatchila, you're not supposed to at all, but b'di'evet, he would say in our Mishnah, that it's okay. Says the Gemara, kiyama Rabbi Yeshua l'chatchila di'evet lo. How do you see that Rabbi Yeshua makes a chiluk? Tisani, we learned in the Braisa. Nitma basar shnifsal shiatzachutz leklan belazar mizarek. Rabbi Yeshua omer lo yizarek. Rabbi Yeshua says that you don't do zrika. Umod Rabbi Yeshua shim zarek hortza. But he's maida that it's b'di'evet okay. So we see this chiluk in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is a big machmir if it becomes tameh. For example, if it goes out to chutz l'klayim, in general he's machmir. However, b'di'eved, he says, if it was already zarak, then it's hurtza. So that's the Gemara's answer, that we're going according to Rabbi Yeshua in our mission in the case of b'di'eved. And Einoch Hanami, we see in other places Rabbi Yeshua is mechal between l'chatchil l'di'eved. But the Gemara's not happy with this. Says the Gemara, chada, the reason I'm not happy with this is the psula di'eved mashma. that when we learned in Rebraisa or Rabbi Yeshua, it said Rabbi Yeshua holds it's possel. And that's mashmeh even b'dieved. Not like you had wanted to say that it's only lichatchila. V'oid, in our Mishnah, it doesn't fit in as well. What did we learn in our holy Mishnah exactly 35 minutes ago? Chamisha dvarim bo'in lichatchila. Chamisha dvarim bo'in, that these five things come. That's lichatchila mashmeh. That's mashmeh lichatchila. Ella, the Gemara's final answer. Loi kasha, our daf finishes with the Gemara's maskana. It works out really beautifully. Loi kasha. The answer you have to say is as follows. If we're talking about a carbon sibur, that the avoida was done bituma, so then the halacha is that even lechatchila you do zrika. Why? Because tuma hutra bitsibur. Taisus points out that Rashi is learning that the Gemara changed its mind. Up until now we were assuming tuma dechuya bitsibur. Says the Gemara now, no, that if where it's bitsibur, this is the way the holy Rashi learned, that's going to be tuma hutra bitsibur, and therefore you could continue on. It's even lechatchila. But biyachid, there we don't say that. Biyachid, if it becomes tame, then you're stuck, because once the basa becomes tame, you can't do the zrika, and that's when Rabbi Yeshua said it's going to be pasul. Tesis and Dibar Maskel, hold like Kasha asks, but at the end of the day, if that's the answer of the Gemara, what the Gemara is really changing was its given that we had above of Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. So Gemara should have said that we're changing as Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. Ayin Shum. Tom Vinishlam, Daf Ayin Zayin, the Maseches Pesachim.